The beginning of this sermon is going to be very personal. Much more personal than almost any sermon I have ever given. And you will understand why when I come to the end of the sermon. It has to do with something that happened to me a month and a half ago, when I was sitting at lunch with a member of the congregation. And he said to me, "I understand you're going out with so-and-so." And I said, "What?" He said, "I'm told by a lot of people that you're going out with this person." I said, "Well, first of all, I'm not going out with anyone. And second, I don't even know who this person is." And the more I thought about it, the more it bothered me. First of all, because I thought, we're just beginning the separation of our lives. I have a daughter. We're still very close, all three of us. Last week, Ellie rode a century bike ride, over 100 miles, and she did it to raise money for leukemia lymphoma research, because I'm in remission from lymphoma. In a couple of weeks, she's running a marathon, also to raise money. And by the way, you can contribute on her website. It's for lymphoma research. One day it may save my life. I thought, I would never. And how could someone think that I would? When we take the first steps apart to lead separate lives, all of a sudden, be going out with someone. Surely nobody who knows me at all could possibly have repeated such a rumor. So I started to ask. And I was told, "Oh no, everybody knows this." I said, "You're kidding." They said, "No, everybody knows this, especially in a certain community." I'll come back to that in a minute. I said, "How can they know something that has no truth whatsoever?" But they do. Because they gossip. Because they spread rumors and it doesn't matter who might be injured or hurt. Because nobody, for apparently a month, bothered to do me the elementary courtesy of calling me and asking me if it was true. Until this gentleman did. Because nobody really cared so much if it was true as long as it was a good story. And apparently, it was a very good story. So I would like to enlist you as my ambassadors. You could do me a favor next time you hear something about me. You could ask, and I'll tell you. And had you asked before, I would have told you before. And a lot of people wouldn't have been misled, and a few people wouldn't have been hurt. Lo telech rechil ba'amecha, we are told. Don't go being a talebearer among your people. It says it in Vayikra, in Leviticus. That means, first of all, not lying. And not lying presupposes that you make a minimal effort to find out the truth before you repeat something about someone else. A minimal effort to find out the truth. Of the 43 sins that we are about to confess on Yom Kippur, 11 of them, over a quarter of them, are sins of speech. Because we hurt more people with our words than we do with anything else. And the single most dangerous action that you can take in the world today is hitting the send button. It's all too easy to pass things on. And now, with a single button, you can pass them on worldwide. The gossip, say the rabbis, stands in Rome and kills in Syria. It's what I call the drive-by sin. You commit it and you're long gone when the damage is done. And the damage could be far away. You can spread a rumor today that will hurt someone in Israel tomorrow. All you have to do is repeat it. In the Talmud, the rabbis compare a gossip to someone who shoots arrows because it wounds people far away. And this morning in our Torah portion, we read, Arur Makeh Re'ehu B'Seter, cursed be the one who wounds another in secret. And the rabbis say, what does that mean? It means the gossip. Because behind someone's back, you wound them. You strike them for the pleasure of being the person who knows something. Because you get to say, guess what I heard? For the joy of thinking something negative about someone else, and not only thinking it, but getting to share it. Lashon hara is a truth that is meant unkindly. It's not lashon hara to say, wow, I was at a bat mitzvah last week and she was great. But it's lashon hara when you say something and you know inside yourself you're not saying it out of a kind impulse. I was at a wedding last week, and you know, it looked to me like the bride has gained a few pounds. That's lashon hara. It's a problem for all of us. Every human being battles lashon hara. It is by far the most common sin. It's why a quarter, more than a quarter, of those al chetz are devoted to it. But I wouldn't be honest, and I would be a coward, if I didn't tell you that over the past 13 years that I've been the rabbi of this synagogue, numerous members of the Persian community have come to me and said, please talk about gossip in the Persian community. And I haven't wanted to do it, because I don't like to single out one community. But I'm doing it this morning. And I'm doing it this morning in part because of what happened this week. Because there was a terrible tragedy. And a few young people were killed. And our hearts go out to their families. And I want you to know that if you gossip about it, then you are wounding families who have already suffered unimaginable pain. So don't do it. Don't do it. Resist the temptation to assume you know what you don't know and to spread rumors about things that can only, in the end, cause people pain. I'm only repeating what I heard. That's not good enough. If you repeat it, you take responsibility for it. If you spread a rumor, it's your fault, not the person who told it to you. I want to be clear about this. It's ugly. It's wrong. It doesn't matter who else does it. When you do it, you have to know it's ugly and it's wrong and it's hurtful and it's un-Jewish. It says in the Torah, Mavet v'chayim b'yad halashon, death and life are in the power of the tongue. Words can wound and words can kill. Most of you, if not all of you, know this story, but I want to call attention to one feature of the story that perhaps you've never paid close attention to. It's the story of the man who comes to the rabbi and says, you know, Rabbi, I've spread stories about you and I feel very bad about it and I want to make it up. How do I make up the stories that I have spread about you? And the rabbi said, go grab a pillow. So the man takes a pillow, and the rabbi says, now cut a hole in the pillow and spread the feathers to the wind. So he does. And he said, Rabbi, now I've spread the feathers to all the winds, and they're all over. Does that mean I've made it up to you? No, said the rabbi, now gather up all the feathers and put them back in the pillow. When you can do that, you can undo the damage you have done to me. When you gossip, you don't know where it goes. You don't know how it gets changed. You don't know how it gets repeated. All you know is there is no place in the world you can go to get your reputation back. Once it is gone, in some people's minds, it will always be gone. But here is the point about that story, even if you know it, that perhaps you never noticed. That man insulted the rabbi, and he came to the rabbi for forgiveness. And the reason that that's important is I'm doing something right now that is saying in front of 1,000 people this rumor is not true, that almost no one else gets to do. When they gossip about you, you can't get up on a Shabbat morning and say the rumor is not true. So it's not worse to gossip about the rabbi. In some ways, it's not as bad, because the person in the street that you gossip about, they have no recourse. You have wounded them, and they're helpless. I debated for a long time, should I really get up and talk about the falsity of a rumor about me and about my family? But I thought, yes. Precisely because that's how you make the point that other people don't get to do this. So when you spread rumors about them, you leave them hurt and helpless. And many of them, over the years, have found their way to my office and said, "What do I do? What do I do?" Next week is Rosh Hashanah. And on Rosh Hashanah, we say, Hayom Harat Olam. Today, God created the world. And how does God create the world in the Torah? With words. Because you can create a world with words, and you can destroy someone's world with words. So remember, three questions when you're about to pass that rumor on. One, is it true? Not did you hear it from someone reliable, because nobody always knows. If you're going to repeat it, you have to know for yourself, is it true? The second question, is it fair? Everybody here, everybody, without exception, has things in their lives that are true that they don't want other people talking about, that they hope other people never find out, that they would be humiliated, upset, embarrassed, and wounded if other people gossiped about. Everybody here. So it's not only is it true, it's also is it fair? And then you have to ask yourself, is it necessary? Do I really have to say this? Am I doing any good by saying this, or am I just making myself feel good for a second by showing everybody how much I know? If you can't answer yes to those three questions, then remember, God doesn't only give you credit for the words you speak. If you were tempted to speak, but wisdom and judgment and kindness, a love of truth and a love of others, an intent not to spread rumors, if all of that prevents you from speaking, then know that God also gives you credit for your silence. People who would never punch someone, physically injure someone, do that and worse with their words. We will never be perfect, but we can be better. So this Shabbat, this week, and maybe this year, let's try to speak kindly of one another, truthfully of one another. Hayom Harat Olam. God gave us the world. It's our job to fix it. Shabbat Shalom.